We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Random thought. Just because they give you the ick doesn't mean the night is over. Just the relationship.
Facts.
What? You agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 31. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Talking about the ick, right? Not something that comes up in my normal conversation or in my vocab. But this article has put it back in the vocabulary and says that a lot of people get the ick from small food or restaurant habits, not from the major red flags. And it's interesting that they say that because I'm always telling the team, it's the little things, right?
Right.
Because the big things you can get over fast, right?
Should be able to get over fast. You would think you could.
You're in another relationship. You get over that or not. It's the little things that see, difference between big and little things. Okay, yeah. let's play a little game here. What percentage do you think? Because it says a lot of people. It didn't say the most people. It just said a lot. But how many do you think involve bad manners, etiquette? Because it does mention small food or restaurants or even, yeah, dealing in food. How many are you thinking?
I'd probably say the majority, so I'll go 70%, 72.
That's a big number.
I feel that's the majority of the icks.
I would agree with you. Until you drive in a car and you realize that a lot of people sitting next to you picking their nose, so that might be one, right? And you realize, you know what, there are a lot more icks out there. So it says 38% of the dating icks involve bad manners or etiquette, and only about 15% submitted icks that happen in restaurants or bars. I think they should take bars out of it because it's a bar. It's a liquor. Ick. Automatic.
No. Depends. Because in a bar, like, for example, if I'm with someone and they say, hey, what do you want to drink? And they'll, I'll take an old fashioned. The bartender's like, what kind of bourbon do you want? They say, well, just the well is fine. Ick. For me.
Mine is the ultimate. It's one that you can see, man, she is so fine. And then all of a sudden, the end of the night, her shoes and her ick. Why are the shoes in the hand walking barefoot in this nasty ass floor?
Little things at a bar will turn you off. If you don't know what you want and you tell the bartender, what do you think? Maybe something sweet. I used to bartend. That annoyed the hell out of me. And so if I'm on a date and she does it, ick.
What? Well, don't you take the opportunity at that moment to then, well, let me suggest something.
Okay. In our 40s or 50s, you should know what you like. Order it.
Okay. Something
it's,
sweet.
It's not your first time drinking.
Get her a Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Get her water. Get her a water with lemon. Oh, you want sweet? Here's some sugar packets.
So, obviously, there have been icks for you. Besides the drinks, what else has happened? Is there one that stood out the most to you?
Yes. This is a long time ago, but I met someone, and we had been talking on the phone. You know, she didn't live in the same city, but we'd been talking on the phone for a while. And finally, we made plans to meet. I was going to go to her place for the weekend, and we were going to watch. This is back when True Blood was a thing. We were going to have True Blood marathon watching that.
Oh, boy.
And I ordered P.F. Chang's. And right next to P.F. Chang's was a Whole Foods. I was like, oh, well, let me go over there and get some wine. So I go to Whole Foods and I'm getting wine. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what would go great with this wine? You know, good goat cheese or some cheese. And so I call her and I say, hey, I'm about to get some cheese. I want to make sure, hey, do you like cheese? Was there a particular kind that you like? And she says, well, why? I have cheese here at the house. I said, oh, really? What kind of cheese do you have? And she says, I have some Velveeta slices.
Okay. Did you tell her what you wanted the cheese for?
Yeah, I said, I bought wine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I want the cheese for. You know, we're adults. If I was five, give me a Velveeta slice with some meat and sandwich. But we're adults. But I was saying, I'm at Whole Foods. I'm getting some wine. I thought I'd get some cheese to go with it. And you tried to suggest Velveeta slices. Ick.
What's wrong with Velveeta slices?
It's not real cheese.
Says who?
You don't pair a good Cabernet or Malbec with Velveeta slices. Yeah, I said it. Call me bougie. I don't care. All right. When you know better, you do better. I'm grown to be offering Velveeta slices with wine. Sorry.
The more you know.
Yeah.
So because she wanted Velveeta sliced cheese, offered up her secret stash of Velveeta sliced cheese. Now you say that's the ick. And let me ask you a question. Did you put back that bottle of wine and say, I'm sorry, I can't make it?
No, I drove all the way down. I mean, I was already there. Like
I said,
I mean,
the night
wasn't over, but the relationship was not going to happen. If she'd even said, I have some government cheese, I might have been a little bit more okay with that because I can relate. I had some of that and it was good. Best grilled cheese sandwiches with government cheese. But Velveeta slices.
I got a brick of cheese in the fridge. You're fine. I got you. You don't need to spend your money on that goat cheese.
Yeah.
The caviar of cheese. My God. You know, I don't know that mine has always been about if I can hear and know when you're chewing and I'm not looking at you, that's a problem. You know, I've always said that. That is a big ick for me. I mean, I don't care how good you look. I didn't care how nice you were. I didn't care any of that stuff because I know me. And after a while, that's going to work my nerves, right? So that's the number one ick for me. And if I had to pin it down to one particular one that I about a person that I saw, because that's in general, like. When my little girl goes to school and then she comes back and she starts trying to smack, hey, don't make me go get Joe Jackson for you.
Not in this house. Not in this house. He said Joe Jackson.
She saw the
Want me to get the belt? We'll stop smacking. Close your mouth.
This is going to serve me good for the next about 4 or 5 years, man. I swear to you, this movie is a blessing in disguise. But look, what about you? Okay, ladies, fellas, what food habit, right? Because this article is saying it's a lot of people dealing in restaurants and bars or at the dinner table, right? What food habit gave you the instant ick on a date? Made you realize like, yeah, the night ain't over.
But the relationship is.
We know we're not the only ones.
No, can't be.
Hey, look, you've made it this far. Do us a favor and leave your ick in the comments. What was that instant ick that you got on a date that made you realize the night ain't over, but the relationship is? Quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, whether you're watching this first because you're one of the regulars, or you're watching this after as one of the randoms. Do us a favor. After you leave your ick in the comments, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time. Latero.
Yes. To the replay gang, do us a favor, just the comments over like that and hit that hype button. And to all of our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And for those of you who've been asking about merch, over Terrell's left shoulder, there's the QR code. Go ahead, scan the QR code. And thank you in advance. Thank you, Terrell. Thank you, Terrell, for the point, and thank you.
I forget my left shoulder.
I was going to leave that alone, see? Thank you in advance for your support. Trust me, we really and truly do appreciate it. Referenced episode 30 and, you know, the Michael movie and the whole conversation we had on disciplining kids, right? And on the spanking. And how it's interesting because this was all about the kid that was forced to throw the PlayStation down. And everybody talked about the spanking, including R.E. Bradley, who said, "When my father switched from spanking to lecturing, I was so mad. I'd rather have been spanked than have to listen to him lecturing me."
just whoop me already. Jesus. Break out the Bible, read, spoil the rod, spare the child. Do that. And then beat me. But don't talk to me for 30 minutes.
What I got to do to make you just hit me?
Did I say that wrong? Did I just say spoil the child, spare the rod? I said it wrong.
Yeah, you did say it wrong.
Spoil the child. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Yeah, it just hit me. I'm like, I think I said that wrong. Glad I caught it.
Yeah, you know, I want to know now what that lecture was like.
Yeah.
And was it that bad that you're like, you know what? I'd rather just have the spanking. And to be fair, the spanking goes away. It stings, it hurts in that moment, but it goes away.
What if the lecture was like the dad in Friday, where he's in the bathroom doing a number two and calls you in to lecture you while they're using the bathroom? Maybe that. Just go ahead and beat me. I'm going to be laying across the bed. I have a couple belts for you to pick from. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this or smell this. You know, I was watching The Speakeasy, right, with your guy, Emmanuel Acho. Okay. And it's interesting because whenever they get into certain topics, people are like, just get back to sports. It feels like the shut up and dribble conversation, right? But when things happen in sports and it's dealing with relationships, they're not coloring outside the lines.
Right.
It's still within the world of sports. And of course, the one they're talking about just recently that I was listening to this morning, right, was something that you brought up in episode 30. Which is Mike Vrabel, Diana Rossini, and the baby named Michael.
Michael.
This 5-about-to-be-6-year-old child named Michael, right? Or is it 4 right. going on 5?
And Mike Vrabel's the head coach of the Patriots.
Yes.
Just for those that aren't sports fans.
And Diana Rossini was an NFL insider.
Journalist.
Joke there. Yeah. Yeah.
Insider? Yeah, he was.
One of the new things that came out and why this is becoming even a bigger story is here's the thing. This thing happened, had they just come out, and it's a great point that they made on Speakeasy. Had they just come out from the beginning and said, yes, we were wrong, boom. The rest of the stuff probably wouldn't have come out. But when they tried to hide it, people started digging for dirt. You find pictures of them and videos of them kissing in a club 6 years ago. Then you find out they rented a boat when she was 7 months pregnant. That's just the two of them on. Reluctantly took pictures with the person they rented the boat from. Reluctantly. Mm-hmm. Don't want to protect these pictures. Please don't post them. Guess what? When TMZ comes calling, the pictures are going to resurface, right?
Mm-hmm.
The question they asked, and I thought it was an interesting question. I didn't quite agree with their answer, but I want to see what your answer is. Because the question was, what would hurt most? If you were the husband and you found out your wife was on the boat with her quote-unquote love interest, allegedly, while pregnant, what would hurt worse? The fact that you find out definitively the baby isn't yours or that the baby is yours.
Can I pull a Yanni and say I don't answer hypotheticals?
You can, but I'm still going to ask you again.
So to be clear, one more time, Terrell. It's so hard to answer this question because to me, it would make it seem like the baby is not mine. And here's why. Mm-hmm. Are there dudes who sleep with pregnant women? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a fetish for that. Mm-hmm. They don't go out of town with them.
Okay.
You don't go traveling with them and hang out, you know, at the lake and everything with them mm-hmm. for an extended period of time. It's more of a, you know what I mean? It's just rare if right. that happens. And you figure him being the head coach of the New England Patriots or whatever he was at that time, all the options of women he has to hang out with. Why would you go hang out with a pregnant woman that doesn't have your baby? I just find that odd. So I would hope that the baby is not mine.
So it would hurt you worse if the baby is to find out the baby isn't yours or the baby is yours?
No.
As the husband.
It would hurt worse that the baby isn't mine because I've been thinking that I'm about to have my little King Joffrey. I'm about to have my little Terrell Jr. So that would hurt. But then what would make me feel good?
Michael.
Yeah. Well, but what would be great after that, because I'd be upset, I'd be hurt. Yeah. Then I'd think about everything I'm going to get from the divorce because I'm going to clean up on the divorce.
Okay. It's interesting because that's what they said. And I'm like, I think what would hurt worse is knowing the baby is yours. Because if the baby isn't yours, then you
somebody
deuces, right? You move on. If the baby is yours, this man was in there right next to your baby.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That would be worse.
They could use protection.
Come on. When have you ever used protection with a pregnant woman?
I can't believe you just said that.
What?
I can't believe you just said that.
I just asked a question.
Wow. That's all I got to say, guys. Wow. Yeah, the club's already closed. I can shoot it up. No one's gonna...
Nobody can get hurt.
Yeah, nobody can get hurt. It's totally fine.
What do you think? Okay, is it worse finding out the baby isn't yours or the baby is yours? You know what? You made it this far. Go ahead and leave that in the comments, too. Let's see. I'm actually surprised you went that route. I thought you were going to go the other route. I thought we were going to be on the same side this time again. But no, we're not. Let's see. We're probably going to be on the same side. I'm going for 2 out of 3 on this one.
Okay.
There is... my wife watches a lot of wild stuff on TV, on social media, and some of the clips, they're almost hard to believe.
Yeah.
Kind of like this one.
So at the end of the toast, I was making some lighthearted wedding night jokes. They're not the traditional style family, so they had previous partners. So I ended the joke by turning to Brendan and saying, if you want any tips on your wedding night, you could always ask Michael. He's been there, done that.
What?
Obviously, Brendan is the groom, and Michael is not the baby of Diana and Mike, but is the best man.
The best man. And that was the maid of honor.
Yeah, because
maid of honor was giving the toast. Yeah. And called that out. When I saw that, my mind was blown for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, if I was in that situation, mm-hmm. there'd be some furniture moving at that reception. It's like it would be on and popping because I'm going to have to beat up Michael. I'm going to have to fight Michael at the wedding. My best man, we are fighting because you let me marry a woman that you slept with and you never told me about it. That'd be one thing if y'all dated back in the day and whatever reason we start talking now, I'm totally good with that. But you actually slept with someone and I start dating her. You don't even tell me about it. Mm. I got a big problem with that.
Because part of the longer version of that video, the bride does say that this was somebody she had a relations with back when she was 21, right? Okay. I didn't watch long enough to find out how old she is now, but I'm assuming it's older than 21. So therefore,
let's say she's 30.
Okay. Because okay, let's give her 32. That was a little close, but go ahead.
Exactly. Let's just give her 30. I'd still want to know.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay. If it's best friends, you got to know. If you're going to be my best man at my wedding, we got to be friends enough to know. Right?
Yes.
Now, here's the thing, and I know the answer to this, but I have to ask it. What if this friend of yours told you, hey, that girl you're going out with tonight, yeah, we used to smash. Would you rather know then? Or would you like to know yes. after y'all been on a couple of dates and then like, and you find out, oh, yeah, I'm really falling for this girl. Don't.
No.
I've been there, done that.
Well, I want to know day one, first day. Because I don't want you to say don't fall for her because I've been there 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it was 5-6 years ago. Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know, that's way back then. But you knew it and you didn't tell me. You're my best friend. Mm. That's my issue is you're my best friend. You're yeah. supposed to tell me that information on site. If I say I'm going out with you know, with Keisha. Wait, Keisha? What's her last name? Such and such. Did she go to such and such school? Oh, man, I think I know her. We're Facebook friends. Is this her? Hey, man, just real talk. We dated back in the day, and I smashed. She's a good person. We just didn't work out. We just wanted to let you know. That's okay. What best friends should do.
What if Michael was like, Brendan and whatever her name is, they'll make a great couple. I know him. If I tell him this, he's going to miss out on the woman for him for the rest of his life.
No. You and I have had this conversation. What did I say? When I get married, if I get married, when I get married, there will not be a guy there at that wedding who has also slept with my wife or soon to be wife. Because when I say I do, I don't want anyone in the audience to go, I did too. So, no.
So I do. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No guy. She can't have any dude that she used to sleep with at my wedding and vice versa. But here's the messed up part. So we agree that Michael's a problem and he should get stoned.
Definitely a problem. He should have said something.
She knew
it's
it.
A problem. Yes.
And dated him anyway and never told her fiance. No, I got a problem with both of y'all. See, this is why I got trust issues. Stuff like this.
Yeah, because early on, she should have told him. When she realized, oh, this is his friend? Hey,
yeah.
I don't know if he told you, but, you know, we dated. Even if you just said we dated.
Right.
Right? Now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go a step further, because there's a lot of information we don't know because we didn't watch the entire episode, right? What if she did tell him they dated, but never went into detail? Is that his fault for not asking or hers for not telling?
It's the best friend's fault, Michael's fault for not telling. Because Michael should have been like, yes, we dated and we slept together 2 or 3 times.
You know, here's the thing. It tells you the difference in the levels of friendship. And we like to say that men have better friendships, stronger friendships than women. But apparently not with this quadrangle, because the two women spoke. They talked. They know all the information. You know who didn't? The two guys.
Exactly. And I mean, guys can be scandalous, but in this case, women can be scandalous too. Both these girls were scandalous. Mm-hmm. The maid of honor just spilled the beans at the deal. That's the problem. And he still would never have known. Had she not done that, he never would have known.
So here we are now, because she's been standing over on the side, free from all this friendly fire, unfriendly fire, or just fire. Now it's time. Step to the front, because the question becomes, did she do him a favor by saying that? Or did she ruin it like her friend is now saying? And what the hell made her say it in the first place?
She ruined it.
Yeah.
She ruined the wedding because everybody, that's all they're going to talk about.
Yes.
I mean, if you were at a reception, imagine wedding ceremony. Man, that was beautiful. This is really nice. Look at the flowers. She looks so happy. She's glowing. This is awesome. He looks so happy. I've not seen him this happy in a long time. Let's go to the reception. It's an open bar. You get to the reception. You're having some drinks. You're having some food. There's the first dance and the kiss. And then they do the toast. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to forget.
By the way.
Everyone's going to forget all that. They're just going to remember the, what did she just say? Oh, so you... It's the most awkward thing, but everyone's only going to remember that. So she ruined the day for them.
It's the thing is, everybody feels they have to go up there and be a comedian for the toast. It's okay to be heartfelt. That joke, it doesn't matter. Even if he did know, that joke was bad. Because if all four of them knew the information, is that still something you put out in a joke, in the disguise of a joke, to both sides of the family?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Parents are there. Yes. Grandma and them are there.
Yeah.
Aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews.
Grandma
cousins.
Said, me too.
Yeah. I don't blame you, grandbaby. I don't blame you.
Michael sure know what he doing. Tell him. Tell him.
And Michael's just sitting there just looking like a G. Just up, y'all.
Well, Michael may not have any more best friends, but he probably had a date after that wedding. That's for sure.
I couldn't be friends with Michael after that. No, I can't trust him.
Mm-mm. Once trust is broken, it's hard to get it back, man. Hard. Whew. That is tough. I've DJed a lot of weddings, and the toasts, when they get funny, cool. You get some awkward ones. But that, I don't know what. What would you do at that point? Just go up and right, give me the mic.
You just
we'll now have the anniversary dance.
You just quickly interject. We about to get funky.
Everybody clap your hands.
Look about now, y'all. One hop, two times, like everybody's mind off of it. Throwing a line dance song. They'll all forget. Right foot, two stomps. Michael slept with your chick. Michael slept with your chick.
And that's why the DJ didn't get paid. Oh, man. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. You made it this far, so please go ahead and just do it. Tap it. There you go. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.